Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
In the words of the great American philosopher Steve Goodman, go Cubs, go.
Thanks, Steve Goodman.
They got a big one today against the Padres. Game 3 of the wild card round of the MLB postseason, which means it is an elimination game. This is the game 7 of the first round, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it is a best of 3 series, and I want the Cubs to be motivated to win. And so does AI, which is why both of us have written some motivational speeches for the Cubbies. I'm going to read both of these, and I want you both to tell me which one you like better.
Okay.
All right.
Sound good?
Sound good.
I will let you know, I will be at the game today, so whichever one's better, maybe I could pop into the locker room and also help pump up the team.
Wouldn't you love to do that?
No.
That'd be cool.
I'd be way too scared to talk to him. No.
You know
Hi,
what?
Guys.
Just transcribe these speeches, put it on a sign, and hold it up in the bleachers.
Yeah, I got plenty of time for that.
Okay. All right. Here is speech number one. All right, Cubs, listen up. The Padres, please. This is basically if a vacation resort accidentally formed a baseball team.
Nice.
They're out there smelling like sunscreen, fish tacos, and ridiculously beautiful sunsets.
Yeah.
While you've got deep dish in your veins, Wrigley wind in your lungs, and have survived multiple run-ins with Malort.
That's true.
This isn't just a wild card game. It's Chicago versus San Diego. Blue collar, working class grit versus gross brown and yellow color.
Yes.
And that's only when they opt to wear shirts because they got to catch those morning swells while the surf is good, bro.
Right. And those colors are awful.
Burn on California.
So grab your bats, swing like you're trying to knock the L off its tracks, and remind the Padres that the only thing scarier than our forecast starting in November is you in October.
Wow. Excitement level just went from 6 to 10 right there.
Wow.
Just going to point that out.
All right, here's speech number two. Cubs, here's the deal. The Padres call themselves the Friars, which is fitting because after tonight, they'll be praying for mercy.
Ooh.
Our Father who art in San Diego, take this L. We've got history, Ivy, and the ghost of Steve Bartman. He's not dead, at least I don't think. I don't know. We haven't heard from him in a minute. Meanwhile, they've got, what, waves? Big deal. We've got beer snakes in the world's most stubborn fan base. People
That's
who
true.
Show up every year no matter how painful it gets.
Mm-hmm.
That, my friends, is power.
I'm one of them.
So tonight, you're not just playing for Wrigley. You're playing for every Chicagoan who's ever said, this is our year, and actually believed it. Let's eliminar those Spanish fathers.
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay. Melissa.
This is an easy one for me.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking the second one.
Okay, interesting. I was leaning more one, but you know what? I'm jacked up by both, so I'll go with you. Let's go with number two.
Is number two AI or Austin? That was AI. Oh, jeez, guys.
I'm sorry.
All right, listen. Hopefully that's the only L that's taken today
yes,
in Chicago.
We got to take one L, and this is going to be it.
Yes.
Or
all
we got to take the L to
the game.
That's the second L. But no,
yeah,
else.
You take the L to the game, but not take the L home.
Yes. Yeah.
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 Go Cubs. It's time now for some ones.
Gotta.
Go.
You know, Kyle, when you were out, we had to do the go all by ourselves. Mm. It was both awkward and sad.
Well, I'm glad to know I'm needed around
here. You are needed.
Very much needed. One's got to go, of course, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Zzzzt. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we are going to tell you which one's got to go. Joining us on the phone today is our dear friend, Lindsay in Batavia. Lindsay, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good. You ready to play Someone's Gotta Go?
Sure.
Okay. Well, all right.
Love the enthusiasm.
Let's get started.
Sure, sure.
All right, Kyle?
Whatever. We're ready to play. Yeah. From a 630 texter, one's gotta go. Gloves that never come off or shoes that never come off?
Ooh.
Lindsay, which one's gotta go for you?
Oh, probably the glove.
Gloves? Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like use my hands a lot. I need that touch and feeling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with Lindsay on this. Like, imagine shaking someone's hand. Like, it'd be awkward, but also...
But less germy.
Okay.
That's true. You
know, I need to put on gloves when I shake your hand.
Hey.
What?
Hey,
don't say
brothers.
That to her.
Band of Brothers.
Band of Brothers.
That doesn't work.
Have ever been Band of Brothers? Anyway, the other reason is touching your phone screen. The winter is the worst time to use your phone because you're wearing those gloves. So... Get out of here.
Melissa? I actually don't like taking my shoes off anyway. I love having shoes on. I only take them off in the house because you have to. You know, you can't be walking around the house like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I like having shoes on. It's more comfortable to walk around in tennis shoes.
Yeah, the only problem
they're
is
cushiony.
If you go to sleep at like your buddy's house or something, they're allowed to draw all over your face because you have your shoes on.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever live by that in college?
Nope.
Okay.
I didn't fall asleep with my shoes on. Anyway, from a 630 texture here, one's got to go 5-day work weeks or working 3 times a week, but you have to work 12 hours a day.
Oh, easy.
Lindsay, which one's got to go for you?
Get rid of the 5 days.
Oh, you're working three times for 12 hours a day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Austin?
I'm going to say, yeah, I'll do three. I'll do three for 12. Yeah, okay. Get the 5-day work week. Get out of here. We've been trying to get rid of that ever since you and I started, Mel.
I'm telling you, that's a nurse's schedule. They do 3 12s.
Wow.
And I have always admired how hard our nurses work.
Of course. Mm.
They are tirelessly working. And I would love to do that because to have 4 days off.
Ooh.
And work an extra 12. Don't get me wrong, 12 hours is tough, but I love that.
And they always have their shoes on because they're on their feet all day.
Yeah, true. Comfy ones too.
They do wear a lot of gloves as well. Anyway, from a 708 texter, Lindsay, last one just for you today. One's got to go. Hands that are covered in paper cuts or always having ingrown toenails.
Ooh. Ow.
Which one's got to go?
Oh, that's hard. They're both awful.
Mm-hmm.
Ingrown toenails. We spend a lot of time on our feet. That would be more painful.
Okay.
Okay, good answer.
Ingrown toenails.
Lindsay's got it.
I love how we just said good answer to ingrown toenails.
Yeah, like, okay.
Melissa.
Austin.
You live in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
What happens when a neighborhood gets a little too over-friendly in some ways?
What do you mean by that?
That's what our guy Jack in Arlington Heights is calling us about. Jack, what is going on?
Yeah, so I have a neighbor. He's a really, really great neighbor, but... he drops off his kid every day at my house for these play dates.
What?
Yeah, and it's kind of turned more from just play dates with our family to more of me babysitting now.
Oh,
and
no.
It's every day.
No.
Oh, my gosh. That's...
yeah, my wife's pretty upset about it, and I'm starting to think that I need to start charging these people for
living
at my house every day.
Yeah.
I always feel like it's never exactly even, like, play date-wise, but usually the parents go with.
Yeah,
I can see if you have a neighbor and the kids, like, run over, like, run next door and go play.
Yeah.
Like, I could see that.
But you said, like, they live far enough away to where they're driving and dropping them off?
Yeah, so it's almost like they're using us as a service at this point. And my wife's over it. She's super upset.
That's
so
super weird.
Yeah, because true play dates, the parents drop the kid off and stay. Like they're
right there hanging out. Yeah,
and like keeping an eye on their kids.
Like I could see, like if you have a neighbor and the kids walk over, And even if they're always at your house and you're always feeding them, like even that can be a little bit much after a while.
Right, but at least it makes more sense because it's like they're just walking over. They can walk back home at any point.
Exactly. This is super strange.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should just drop your kid off at their place. You know, like just like be like, hey, you know, like let's, you know, in college football, they do home and homes. You know, they do one game at our house, one game at your place. Like, why not do that with play dates?
Not a bad idea. I think maybe if I do that, do you think that they would try to charge me for leaving my kids?
then that's where we will see. And if they do, then you say, okay, well, listen, the first 15 should be free considering the number of times your kid has come over to my place.
What do you think?
I think I'm going to have to talk to him. It's getting ridiculous at this point. I would love to drop him off at their house, but yeah. I just don't want to have this neighborly feud going on for forever.
Yeah.
I would. No. You could also just lock your door and pretend like nobody's home. Turn all the lights off.
Yeah, but I'm sure Jack's kid wants to play with the neighbor kid. You know.
Well, you just
shh. We're playing a game. It's called
hide and seek.
We're not living here right now. Oh, my gosh. Well, Jack, man, we wish you the best of luck with this ongoing saga. Yeah, I think you're right. I think just talking to them and being like, hey, guys, like, I kind of feel like a babysitter in a sense. Like, is there any way we can not do this and see what they say about it?
And I'm just like, lock them out.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope that this works because I'm over it and my cabinets are getting pretty bare at this point.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
We always got to feed the kids. Well, if you need any advice, feel free to email me, Melissa at US99.com or Austin at US99.com.
Melissa, are you going out of town again?
I am.
Where are you going?
I am headed back to Las Vegas.
Stop it right now.
Yeah, two weekends in a row.
We were literally we flew back on Sunday, Melissa, from our Melissa and Austin Vegas week last week.
I know, I was just there 4 days ago, but that was for work and this one's going to be for pleasure.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like we had a lot of fun last weekend for our work trip, but
yeah, I know.
So
I
you
know.
Mean to tell me you're going back for even more Vegas fun?
Yeah, because it's my sister asked if I wanted to go for my birthday because my birthday is in a few days.
Tuesday.
And yes, it is. And so she wanted me and Porter to go see Paul McCartney. He's a little older.
Okay.
And we're like, how many more shows is this man going to do?
Yeah.
So I said, okay, let's do it.
And Porter are both going out?
Yeah, she bought my ticket for my birthday present to the show.
Very nice.
Yeah.
We're going to see a Beatle.
No, right? And so, yeah, I'm going back out there again this weekend for my birthday. It'll be fun.
Do you like doing that? Do you like going to the same spot back and forth, or do you prefer going to new destinations? Like, do you like vacationing to somewhere you know?
Mm-mm. Not usually. Usually I like to try different places.
Okay.
I mean, this is just like one of those circumstances, but if I had to pick, I wouldn't necessarily want to go back to the same place because I'm like, been there, done that. Let's go to a new place and try something new and see something new.
Yeah. I want to put this out to the phones. 312-946-4995.
What about you?
I go back and forth. I like seeing new places, but there is something so nice about returning to the scene of the crime, right?
I don't know. Some people are like, I have this friend, Becky, who on spring break goes to the same resort in Mexico every single year.
So then you become a regular almost. And there's something nice about that. 312-946-4995. What do you like? Do you like going to the same vacation destination? Or do you like changing it up?
We have friends who go to St. Martin every year. Same exact spot.
St. Martin's awesome.
It was their honeymoon spot, and they did that purposely because they wanted somewhere that they knew.
But the thing is that it's like, it's fine going to the same spot, but the same, you know, hotel. But it's like you go to St. Martin every single time. You're not experiencing anything new.
You're experiencing St. Martin.
You're experiencing, though, like you got it's comfortable for them to not have to replan a vacation.
Sure, right. Because it like finding the right resort or like, you know, next time we come back, we're not going to do this one.
You never see anything new. You can go to other islands. You can go to other cities.
That's a really good point, Melissa. So you're going back to Vegas.
Not my fault.
How many times have you been to Istanbul this year?
Twice.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. Hang on one. Okay. 312-946-4995. Where do you come out on this debate? Doug, vacationing to the same spot just over and over, or do you like going to new spots and never hitting the same spot twice?
Yeah.
312-946-4995. Think about never going to Disney World once after experiencing it.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. 312-946-4995. Get in and help us settle this debate. Which is better, vacationing in the same spot or vacationing in a new spot every single time?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
John and Joliet.
Do you go to the same vacation spot, or would you rather go someplace new every time?
So I prefer to go new places every year. However, every year I visit Gatlinburg same area. That's the one place I can continuously visit.
Gatlinburg
Other
is great.
Other than that, I'm switching it up.
Yeah, I would think switch it up too. Yeah, I did Istanbul. Vegas wasn't my choice. It was work. But I'd rather go someplace new.
Yeah, Vegas, for me, I have no interest in going to Vegas. I've never been. My girlfriend wanted to go, and I told her I'm not going. She can go with her friends.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. You're like, I'm not doing that at all.
It's not for me.
But wait, hang on. But you love Gatlinburg, which is essentially the Vegas of East Tennessee.
Correct. It is, but I'm more of like a give me the mountains and the scenic view. I'm not too into, you know, gambling and like party life and stuff like that. I just like being out and like, you know, hiking and
okay, so you're getting a cabin.
Yeah, exactly. Up in the mountains, yep.
Ooh, that would be nice. Okay. That sounds really good. I've always wanted to go there.
It is funny that of all the places to return to every single year, Gatlinburg. Because Gatlinburg is funny. It's like it's a more scenic Branson, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's beautiful there, and it's a lot of fun. Just if you're into like the nature life and you know, being in the mountains. I love mountains, so that's where I go every year.
Yeah, they're really pretty. Well, I agree with you. I'd rather go to someplace new.
Yeah, but he also said he likes going to the same place over and over.
But only one. But other than that, he likes going to new places.
John, thank you so much for the call, brother. We appreciate
it. Thanks, John.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Have a good one.
You too. Yeah.
Rebecca in Chicago.
Would you rather go to the same place over and over again or experience new places?
I would go to the same place over and over again.
Ooh. Why? Why, why?
Well, me and my husband, we went on the Panama City, Florida last year for our honeymoon, and everything is just local. Like, the drinks are always on top, and then the beach is always clear, got beautiful sand, but... Yeah. I saw our family there this year for family vacation, and everything was just wonderful.
Huh. Will you ever get bored? Like, oh, we've been here a million times.
Nope.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Yeah, no, I respect it. My parents used to have a place in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And we used to go there all the time. And it was like nice. It's like, you know where you're going. You know how to get around when you're there. You know, you don't really need to use maps when you get to a certain point.
Exactly. We just know every, like, the road at the back of our head.
Well, listen, Rebecca, thank you so much for calling and weighing in, especially considering you agreed with me.
Always, Austin. Sorry, Melissa.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day today.
Okay, you too.
Maybe next time Rebecca goes down there, we can talk her into bringing us.
Well, I've never been before, so I would love it.
Well, I have been, so I would love it. all this to say, Melissa is going back to Vegas this weekend. A week after going last week, so... All I'm saying is, even Mel's actions agree with me.
Well, and I'm going to hit the craps table.
That is no surprise at all. Melissa!
Austin!
You want to get some great news?
I sure do. It's time for The Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me, and you will also feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great day to be alive. I know
the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Officer Richter in Lombard.
Hello, hello.
What's your great news?
Great news is it's my birthday on Sunday.
Come on.
Oh, happy birthday.
I'm headed to Florida to compete in a karaoke contest at Hulk Hogan's bar.
A karaoke contest.
Are you kidding me? Can you sing?
Yeah, I'm singing Mac the Knife.
Oh, can you give us a little sample of that?
Yes, I will. Oh, the shark babe has such teeth, dear, and he shows it's pearly whites, just a jackknife, as old Maggie, babe, and he keeps it out of sight.
I like that.
Not
I wanted you
bad.
To keep going.
Not bad. You know what?
That
You're the
was
best
really
karaoke
good.
Person that I've heard today.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. So if I win this, I move to the finals at the end of the year. So we'll see.
Okay. And if you win, what do you get?
I don't know. I'll know when I get there. It's on Monday night, so I'm excited.
Okay, well, you better call back and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Buddy, I guess he's going to actually Facebook it live or something like that, so I'll let you guys know ahead of time.
Oh, okay. So fun.
Awesome.
Well, happy early birthday.
Yes, and safe travels down to Florida.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Okay,
thank you
too.
Officer Richter. We appreciate you, brother.
All right,
bye. Bye.
We got to get back to what we hit on for Daily Deets.
Who knew that this would be such a hot topic?
Melissa and I have been, we've been chatting about it during the music, and we got to get you to weigh in. 312-946-4995. I guess, Melissa, what are we actually asking? Like, it's basically, do you agree with Hardy?
It's do you agree with Hardy? So
okay.
Hardy came out and he made a statement on a podcast, and he has one daughter who is 7 months old. And
sweet little Rosie.
Yes. And he said this. This is his quote. Having one kid is easy. I don't care what anybody says. And we don't have help. We don't have a nanny or nothing. We're doing everything just us.
Sure.
And some people are like, yeah, not always that easy to make a blanket statement.
Sure.
Maybe that's his experience. Sure. But you can't come out and say... it's easy. I don't care what anybody says.
Right, right.
It's not always easy for everybody.
312-946-4995.
Or is it?
Where do you come out? Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Do you think it is? It is.
It was a piece of cake?
Yeah, right.
Or was it really hard?
Well, I kind of want to know twofold. One, do you agree with Hardy's statement? And two, do you have the same vantage point as him when it comes to parenting?
What do you mean?
Do you think it's been easy for you? I want to know your individual experience, but then also, do you agree with Hardy? 312-946-4995. Let's get into this, because I'm fascinated by this conversation.
I am too.
Yeah.
I don't know that people should speak on a blanket statement, you know, just because their experience is easy, to say it's easy for everybody.
Sure.
I don't know about that.
But really, when you make a blanket statement, you're really going off of just the only thing that you know. So.
But then you should say it. Like
oh, my gosh. Let's get into it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kathy and Crestwood.
So you agree with Hardy that parenting with just one kid's easy?
Yeah, actually, I have four kids. Uh-huh. They're a little older now, but yeah, I don't think it can be challenging, yes. But
you can't do that, though. It's either easy or it's not easy, because he said it's easy.
It's easy. I mean, I do have one that is kind of special needs, but, you know, like everything, there's challenging moments, but no, I don't think people make more out of it at times. And, you know, I never had nanny, babysitters, help. I worked overnight.
Oh, geez.
I'm a nurse.
Oh, my goodness.
And
that doesn't sound like it would be easy, but you're saying it was easy.
Yeah, I thought it was, yes. I would have had more, but yes.
Do you think it's easy for everybody?
No, of course not.
Thank you.
You know, everybody.
That's what she said initially.
You know, no.
But that's what Hardy is saying.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it's easy.
He's saying that it's easy for everybody. Well, I guess people have different experiences, but overall, I would agree that parenting is easy.
Yeah, and one, you can really only go off of your own experience for
that's
why, right?
You can't make a blanket statement,
sure,
by saying parenting is easy.
Sure.
I don't care what anybody
says. Yeah, you can't say it, you know, basically based off of your experience. Well, you know, that's the same experience for everyone.
If you set it up that way,
right,
and say, in my experience, it's easy.
Yeah.
But you can't come out and say parenting with one kid's easy.
Sure.
I don't care what anybody says.
But he could say that for me, parenting is
easy. But he didn't say it like that.
Right. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for calling and weighing in. We really do appreciate
it. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you. Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you, too.
Love you. Ruby in Libertyville.
Do you agree with Hardy that having one kid's totally easy?
No, I am sorry. I love Hardy, but absolutely not. No.
Okay, so why do you say that?
TMI, but maybe like milk production for me. Right now I have a baby 7-month-year-old latching on, drinking the milk. It is hard. It is so hard.
Yeah.
Formula is a trial and error. I don't think Hardy's breastfeeding.
Yeah. We don't know.
That's a good point.
But, yeah.
Also, you know, my baby wakes up every 3 hours. Every 3 hours.
Right.
So it's so hard to take a shower, brush my teeth, cook a meal, get dressed, brush my hair. It is so, 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 so hard. And I have a great husband who's supporting me. We don't have a nanny or anything, but he will wake up with me just like scratching my back as I'm breastfeeding or as I'm trying to, like, at 1 a.m. trying to figure out what's going on. We're new parents and he'll try to support as much as he can, but he's the one drinking the beer after a long day. You know how hard I'm craving a margarita, a beer,
right?
Something that takes the edge off? Yeah.
You can't do that when you're breastfeeding.
It's so hard. Yeah. Nothing.
And then probably half the time, Hardy's gone.
Yeah, right.
On the road.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right, Hardy.
Oh, my God.
Look, the margarita argument is reason enough to just claim how hard it is to be a parent. So I'm with you on that one, Ruby.
Yeah. All right, you guys. It's a pleasure speaking with you. I love your show. I love you guys. Aww. You guys have a wonderful day.
Well, that's funny,
you
Ruby.
Too.
We love you. And good luck with the new baby.
Oh, we're trying.
Yeah, no, get some sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
The time is 8:35-ish. Which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. Joining us today are our dear friends Patrick in Aurora and Hope in Elmwood. Hope, why don't you say hello to Patrick?
Hey, Patrick, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not bad.
Oh, I'm glad you guys are both doing okay. This is good. One of you is going to be doing really good after you win tickets to go see Lainey Wilson at the Allstate Arena. We've got the 5 at 8:35, and we've got 5 country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready to play?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. With all of that said, let's play. Question number one. According to Eric Church, there's no need to complicate it. He's a simple man. All you got to do is what?
Patrick. Put a drink in my hand.
Is it put a drink in his hand? It is. Patrick's on the board. 1-0.
Question number two. Taylor Swift was born in what year that doubles as the name of one of her albums?
Hope. 88.
Is it 88? It is not. Patrick, you got a guess?
94.
Is it 94?
No, it was not. 1989. So close.
Now, Taylor Swift doesn't have any new albums coming out anytime soon, does she?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it. All right. Mm-hmm. Patrick still leads 1-0. Heading into question 3. The bar on Lower Broadway in downtown Nashville called Friends in Low Places Honky Tonk and Bar is partially owned by what country music star?
Patrick. Garth Brooks.
Is it Garth? It is. It's partially owned by Garth Brooks. Other parts owned by Chris Gaines. Fun fact. Yeah. Oh,
I love that. Okay. Patrick 2, Hope 1. Hope, you're going to need this one to stay in the game. Are you ready?
Okay.
Question number 4. Who sings the song Made for You?
Hope. Carrie Underwood.
Is it Carrie Underwood? It is not. And Patrick, we'd go to you for your answer, but technically we don't need it. It was, of course, Jake Owen. But with a 2-0 lead after 4 questions, Patrick, you're going to Lainey Wilson.
Let's go. I love Lainey Wilson.
I love that.
I've been wanting to see her for so long.
Well, now so you're going to get to see her at the Allstate Arena on October 17th.
Oh, man. Patrick, I will be right there with you. Maybe we can sneak up to the front row or something.
Maybe we can. I'm pretty good at sneaking up.
So. Okay. All right.
There
deal.
You go.
Deal.
Well, thanks for playing, guys. Hope we've got more 5 at 8:35 tomorrow. Try again.
Tonight is shaping up to be a night full of hope, full of optimism, and full of mystery as to what is going to happen. And no, I'm not talking about the Cubs game, actually, surprisingly enough.
Weird.
I'm, of course, talking about the release of Taylor Swift's new album, Life of a Showgirl.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know you pre-ordered the album, correct?
Yep. I got like the second of the countdowns. So
okay.
I'm still getting the orange album, but it's what because she did
there's
so many countdowns.
Yeah,
there were
way too many countdowns. Well, that's what it does. There's a lot of clues, mm-hmm. a lot of Easter eggs, mm-hmm. and a lot of just mystique out in the world.
Well, yep. What's some of the things she's throwing out?
I'm glad you asked, Melissa, because I'll hear Uncle Austin's here to help you guys out with all of the to kind of get you up to speed for tonight's album drop.
Oh, a little bit of the M&A files to break it all down.
What?
The mystery. mysteries.
So as we all know, the Eras tour ended with her walking out of her final performance through an orange door. So that was like kind of like our first tell. This is like the theme of the next era is going to be like these colors and everything. And there have been hints everywhere.
I think we need it's hard to focus music. With color.
Yeah, why don't you bring back up love story?
There we go. So, guys, that was like kind of our first two. But since then, there have been, like, since she announced the album and the title and everything, there have been mysterious billboards popping up all over the world of what appears to be a key in the shape of the Eras Tour stage. And those billboards were posted in collaboration with Spotify across England, Brazil, Mexico, which lead fans to believe, like, maybe there's another tour announcement.
Ooh.
So the key...
But
in the shape of the Eras tour.
Stage.
The stage.
Yeah, okay. The stage.
Okay,
that but that's
sense.
That is the new tour is definitely unlikely. Because she's not gonna hit the road. She's got a wedding to plan for, all of that. But maybe it unlocks a live album.
Okay, this
See,
is
the key is to unlock something.
And with the Eras tour, always curious, why isn't there a live vinyl with
it?
Okay, interesting.
But some hinted at the idea of her dropping Taylor's version of Reputation, even though she's already regained the controls of her masters. You know, you'd think, oh, maybe she's just done with Taylor's version albums because she's got her masters back. But, and she has said, the Reputation album was so specific to that time in my life, and I kept hitting a stopping point when I tried to remake it.
Mm.
So maybe she's not.
Because she doesn't have, does she have a, biggest hits? Album?
Like a greatest hits?
Not
no,
yet.
She doesn't. Yeah,
maybe
she
I'm
doesn't.
Thinking that's what it might be.
Well, and that would make sense for a live album of the Eras Tour because that essentially is a greatest hits.
Mm-hmm.
However, she has also said there will be a time, in parentheses, if you're into the idea, for the unreleased vault tracks from Reputation that might hatch.
I'll tell you what. I'm digging this. I will say sometimes the Taylor Swift stuff can be a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of clues, a lot of things. I'm digging live vinyl from Eras Tour.
I also did not even get into the fact that she put the schedule of her next week came out on the official fan account. And in there is standby on Saturday. And nobody knows what that standby means. What does the standby mean?
Wow. What could that mean?
Well, we got to stand by and stand up for Taylor.
Listen, if my wife is listening, I'm not doing any chores on Saturday. All I'm doing is standing by.
And watching college football.
Well, I'll watch college football while I stand by.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.